Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention, please? This is Lady Charmaine Day with Pussy Report number 2. That's Pearls of Wisdom Underground Christian Crew Intelligence Report. Praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done great things for you. He's been the one to deliver you from sickness and pain, to provide you with food and shelter, and to shield you from life's rain. So you praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done good things for you. Praise Him when you rise and praise Him until you fall. Praise Him because He's seen you through it all. And you know what you need to do when you praise Him? Just say 2 simple words. And what are those words? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. To all the kings and queens, continue to make God look good because you are the light in this world. Thank you and goodbye. To the very, very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor and Christian consultant, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. Hey, how are you doing? I hope that the sound of my voice found you doing so wonderful and well, because you are truly a blessing to all that know you. You make God look great. You go on your job, within your community, within your families, and you go about making people feel good, uplifting them, and helping people out. Let me give you a round of applause. Yay! I'm so very proud of you. And I just want to let you know that I think you're incredible, special, wonderful, fabulous, and all that in a bag of chips. Because you know what? I don't think you hear it often enough. I don't think you hear that you are wonderful, special, marvelous, incredible, beautiful, that you make God look great, and that you are truly, truly appreciated for the little things and the big things that you do. You see, there's someone in your life who couldn't function to the degree that they do if it wasn't for you. You know, what you do is valuable and necessary. So keep on doing you. So I know by now a lot of you have heard the show on the New Year's prophetic word. You got enlightened, you got uplifted, and let me tell you something. If you haven't heard what to expect for 2011, please go back and listen to that show on 2011, what to expect for New Year's, because it truly was
a blessing that God gave us a prophetic word. It's good to know what to expect and be ready to receive. So today, what are we going to talk about? Okay, because see, this is going to be a short show. It's only going to be 30 minutes. And we're going to talk about something that's really, really important. We know what the prophetic word is. We know what to expect. But we know that our blessings are coming. We know that God is going to take us to a higher level. And yet, some of us are in a state of disbelief. Some of us can't believe that God is really going to do what he said he's going to do. Some of us laugh when they heard me say what I said in the prophetic word, that we're going to be taken to new heights and new levels when we stop bringing our tired old ways with us, when we start doing it God's way. It was like Sarah when the angels came and told Abraham that she was going to have a child. She laughed. And so that's the word I want to focus in on today. The story of Sarah, because, see, you know, you can hear the word of God but not receive the word of God because you just gave up. Don't block your own blessing. So let's go to Genesis 18. Genesis 18, verse 10. Then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I'm worn out and my master's old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I'll return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, I did not laugh. But he said, yes, she did laugh. Deep. Deep. Here is Abraham talking to a messenger of God. Everybody know it's God, a messenger of God. It's not like Abraham and Sarah didn't know. They knew, okay? And Sarah's hearing the prophetic word over her life, and she is laughing because she don't think it could apply to her. And then she act like God didn't hear her. God even confronted her on it, and she lied about it. Because she was like, I didn't do it. I didn't laugh. He said, yes, you did. But at the point in time, I'm going to come back and you're going to be pregnant. She couldn't believe it. Deep, right? But when they came back, the appointed time the following year, was Sarah pregnant with the son? Did she have that child? Yes, she did. You have to be able to receive, people. Able to receive. When you hear the word, you can't laugh at it. You can't say, this doesn't apply to me. It applies to those other Christians, those other people. You know, I know how you feel. I used to say when I was in church sometimes, I would say, oh, that word wasn't for me. You know, that applies to those other Christians sitting over there looking all pretty and sharp as a tack. You know, not little old me. You know, is it my time? Is this meant for me? I know that feeling. See, I keep it real. It's taboo talk. We all have those feelings of self-doubt, okay? But no, it is your season, people. It is your season. It is your time. And whatever the Bible says and promises, it applies to you. The blessings upon blessings apply to you. And it's time for you to get ready to receive because, see, your harvest is here. You did all the right things up until 2010. You were so wonderful throughout 2010 and 2009 and 2008. I can only account for these years because, see, that's how long we've been together over Taboo Talk. And over the course of these last 2 years, you have been implementing the word of God that you hear and you've been believing it, but there was a little doubt. There was just a little doubt that you weren't going to get all of what you hoped for. And, hey, you didn't get all of what you hoped for, did you? You got some, you got a little, but not all. You're thinking that some of it is a little too hard for God. But look at what God said to Sarah when Sarah laughed. Look at what God said to Sarah. He said, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I'm old? God said, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord is the message of today. Do you honestly believe that there is something that is too hard for God? Do you have a problem that you're wrestling with that you think God can't handle? Do you have a person that you are desiring to be moved to the next level in your relationship with, to be husband and wife? Do you think on your job you want to move up in level? Do you think it's too hard for God to move, to give you elevation within your relationship, to give you elevation on your job, within your community, to bring to you the desires of your heart? Do you think these things are too hard for your God, the God who formed this earth and formed you within your mother's womb? Because, see, we have to start questioning, what do we believe? Do we believe he did that yesterday and can't do it tomorrow for us? Or do we believe that he did those things yesterday and he can do all things for us and more things that we can't even imagine? Because God is able to do so much, it will blow our mind. You ever have your mind blown? I mean, seriously, have you ever had your mind blown that it started tingling and you got goosebumps? And if you're a lady, your nipples got hard. Everything went through changes because, see, you were just like, whoa, I'm on fire. I just never experienced this. Everything is tingling because, see, my mind is blown. Something just took me out of my sphere of understanding. Have you ever had that experience? I've had that experience. I've had an experience where my eyes couldn't believe what I was experiencing, and my body reacted. Everything went off. It was like I was on fire. God blew my mind that much. And I know if he did that for me, he could do that for you. And why did God blow my mind that much? Because, see, he did some things that I didn't believe when I saw it, that it would come down just like that. So y'all want to know, what was that? Okay. I shared with y'all a couple episodes ago that I had wrote down a bodacious goal of getting a fur coat. Told y'all to write a list of all the things that you wanted. Well, you know, I always wanted a fur coat. I didn't tell nobody this. It's just between me and God. It was on my list between me and Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. And I said, God, you know, there's some things I want, and I always wanted it. And, you know, having a fur coat one day would be nice. If I got it this year, it'd be great. Make me feel happy. Didn't share the list with my husband. Didn't share the list with my mother. I didn't tell nobody about it. Didn't share the list with my mother-in-law. Didn't tell nobody nothing. Just kept this to me. Put it away in my little book, and I walk around with my book. And then even one day, I had other things on this list, too. And let me tell you, just like Sarah, I was like, maybe this list ain't going to come true. I got a lot of bodacious, audacious goals. It wasn't just fur coat. There was other things on there, like seeing some people I hadn't seen in a long time. You know, we had had a parting of the ways, and I thought, oh, wow, we never are going to make up and get back together. I forgave them, but did they forgive me, and are we going to make up? And I was just like, because they were on the list along with the fur coat, I said, this ain't going to happen. So I ripped all of my goals out of my book and put the book and the goals away and just said, forget it. Just like Sarah. Please. But God looked at me and he said, let me tell you something. Are you telling me that these things are impossible for your God? You my child. You serve me. You telling me you can't get this? And I said, Daddy, it's not that I'm not believing. It's just like, you know what? I'm just going to put these audacious goals to the side right now. I know you could do all things, and I believe that. Okay. but I'm just going to put my head to the grindstone and work. And then you know what God did? On Thanksgiving, he blessed me, but being reunited with the people who I had an argument with. Let me tell you about being blown away. I was so overcome when I saw them. I started screaming and howling. I had a seizure. I started shaking to the bone. I couldn't stop crying for a good 30 minutes. I was just so touched by God's grace in moving this situation around. Only God could have moved that. Woo! Audacious, audacious things coming true. You see what I'm saying? And that was Thanksgiving. So that little list, I said, wow. Then I pulled out the list and I looked at it. And I noticed that at least six things that I had, and I had like a good 10 of the things, had came true. But because I'd taken the list and put it aside, I didn't realize. So still left on the list was this fur coat. And I laughed. I was like, okay, girl, you crazy. And I am crazy, so I was just like, if it come true, come true. But not, hey. So on Christmas, my husband takes me into Manhattan across from the garden. And he's like, baby, I got your Christmas surprise for me and my mom. I'm like, okay, what is it? He's like, you're going to be surprised. We go up into the fur store. He got me a fur. I was like, what? A full-length Russian mink fur. And I'm like, oh, fire. Now, in my goal, I wrote down what I want. When I got exactly what I want, to the T, I wanted a black full-length Russian mink. I didn't tell nobody what I wanted. Only God knew. But when it came, woo, I had goosebumps. Nipples got hard. Head started tingling. My mind was blown. Even to this day, I look at the coat. I can't believe. Is it mine? Because, see, I was like, what? And I just praise God for the blessing. God will work through people, give you the desires of your heart when you least expect it, and you don't even know how it's going to come, when it's going to come, but God will come on time. So I share with you my little testimony, because I wanted to go a little bit more depth. I told you about it before, but I didn't tell you the deepness of it. I didn't tell you that, whoo, even telling you right now, my head tingles. It's mind-altering when you get something that you want. So I know how Sarah felt when she was laughing, like, could my God really do this? I wanted this so bad. I'm old, crusty, my vagina all worn out. I can't have children. Do you really think God gonna bless me with a kid? Please, that's mission impossible. But God said, what do you think? Nothing's impossible for me. So, Terrible Talk listener, what you up there waiting on God for? Do you think anything's impossible for God? I mean, seriously. Why do you put limitations on your Heavenly Father? Do you think you're not precious to Him? That He's going to bless you with the desires of your heart? Do you think He doesn't pay attention to your prayers? I mean, seriously, do you think when you pray He don't hear you, He don't care for you, He don't love you? Do you honestly think that He stopped working a long time ago and doesn't respond to you or anybody on this planet? Because, see, watch what you say. I had to check myself. I had to relax, release. I had to say, oh, wait a minute. What was I saying by tearing out those goals out of my book? Was I saying that God couldn't do it or I was giving up? And I had to be real with me. And then I had to keep that book, put it back in my pocketbook, and walk around with it. And say, God, please forgive me. I'm sorry. Because God showed me there's nothing that I can't do for you. And this is what I wanted to tell you. You know, you got an example of Sarah in the Bible. And you got an example of your pastor telling you something real. So you keep the faith. You keep on believing. You keep on holding on and believing that God is going to bless you beyond your comprehension. He's going to bless you in such a way that when it comes, you're going to be like, what? Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're going to bug out. You're going to bug out, okay? Somebody's going to have to catch you. You're going to start seizuring and go off the chains just like I did. And you're going to be like, what? God is so good. God is so good. And he does this so you could acknowledge how good he is. All right? And let me tell you something. You are precious, person. Listener of Taboo Talk, you are precious. You are a precious child of God. And you deserve everything that you get. God loves you. He loves you so very much that he took his time when he made you. And he damn sure didn't make a mistake. He made sure that every part of you was put together in the best way possible. And when he thinks of you, he thinks of you in love and tenderness and kindness. And he's going to keep on blessing you. So I want you to think about these things from now on and keep on having faith. Don't be like Sarah. Doubt and Sarah, yeah, walk boldly knowing that whatever you ask for, God is giving you. Go back and listen to the prophetic word for 2011. And then with that, listen to this again. And know that whatever you want, you will receive in the name of Jesus. This message was brought to you by Unlimited Health Ministries. I am your pastor, Lady Charmaine Day. If you are not a member of my Facebook fan page, please join, because each day I put up words of wisdom, pictures, audio clips, video. I do a lot to let you know what's going on and to give you encouragement along your journey, so that you can continue to have a more abundant life. When you're a member of the Facebook fan page, I pray for you every day. I also pray for you as a listener to Taboo Talk radio show. I pray that you have more joy, love, peace, happiness, and prosperity, as well as good health. I pray that you're surrounded by people who uplift you and build you up and nurture you. And I pray that you continue to have a roof over your head, clothing on your back, and food on your table, and that you know a peace that surpasses all understanding. And I ask that you join the fan page so that you can, I could put a face to the name, you know, and I could see you respond, and we can have more of an interaction. So just join the Facebook page by going to Facebook.com, LadyCharmaineDay.fanpage, and that's how you join. Facebook.com/LadyCharmaineDay.fanpage. Listen, I have a book called Size 7.5, Walk a Mile in My Shoes. This book is my autobiography. It tells you about my life. I want you to read this book. I want you to get to know me better. I want you to feel closer to me, okay? So please, purchase this book. It's available on Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Get your copy, or you can buy it from my store, which is unlimitedhelp.com. Again, that's Unlimited Help, UnlimitedHelp.com. And if you want to know, honestly, I hope you buy it from my own personal store. This way I can sign your book and dedicate the book to you. And I also sell T-shirts. I hope you buy one. These purchases help me keep the ministry going, because I am a full-time pastor, and my ministry is done over the internet through Facebook and through this radio show. And if you like, you can make a donation through the website. Again, that website is Unlimited Help. That's UnlimitedHelp.com. And you can make your donation. Your donations help keep us going, and I appreciate you. I thank you, and I hope you do so. Well, thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for being a part of this ministry. Thank you for being you, most of all, for being a special person that you are, for continuing to do what you do. I love you, I appreciate you, and I wish nothing but the best for you. Know that God goes before you in all that you do. And praying behind the scenes is me, hoping that you continue to be the special person that you are. Remember, you're special. Be blessed. Goodbye.
Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention, please? This is Lady Charmaine Day with Pussy Report number 2. That's Pearls of Wisdom Underground Christian Crew Intelligence Report. Praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done great things for you. He's been the one to deliver you from sickness and pain, to provide you with food and shelter, and to shield you from life's rain. So you praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done good things for you. Praise Him when you rise and praise Him until you fall. Praise Him because He's seen you through it all. And you know what you need to do when you praise Him? Just say 2 simple words. And what are those words? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. To all the kings and queens, continue to make God look good because you are the light in this world. Thank you and goodbye.